come from a very, very nice performance here against the Willow Tree and Crendor Lions. A lot of emotion there with Ladies' Day and also the 60th anniversary, and it must be great to be able to get the job done on one of the longer trips in the world.
Yeah, no, it was really good. great day down there with Crendor boys. It's always good to travel down there and have a game against them. They're very hospitable and great club, really. I'm glad to see them fielding two sides again.
I don't think I've heard of an open bar, and I've heard of a cashless bar, but I've never heard of a chocolate bar, so that's something unique. But you've taken over the reins this year. Have you enjoyed being part of the McGregor Goulet Moree Weebola Bulls? And it's great to see Bart's backed up and sort of, you know, again, getting stuck into it, being sponsor of the club in seconds for the 400th year in a row.
Oh, yeah, he's been there a long time, that fella, and no, it's really good. Being president is a bit of a change of scenery for me, but it's been really good. A lot of support from the guys and the players. Probably just struggling a little with numbers at this point, but a lot of work commitments from our players, so it's a bit tough at the moment with numbers-wise.
Yeah. What about juniors? We've always wanted 18s and 16s. There's a real challenge there with the other sports, and, you know, Walsh's doing his best to get into the schools, and it's just something we've got to be real patient with.
Yeah, I think we need some patience, but I think we also need to put some forethought and planning into it for the zone. For the zone as such, for the competition to continue, we need the juniors coming through, and I think it's something we really need to work through at a senior zone level to get the juniors involved, because without them, we're just not going to have a competition. And I don't know. Yeah, there's just a few things in play at the moment that we're discussing as a zone and as a club. To try and get more junior involvement.
It's a great challenge because you guys are doing flying as far as, you know, your junior whippersnippers between 6 and sort of 12. They're doing a great job there on Thursday nights there at 4 o'clock down at Weebola Oval, getting the kids to come through and the boys and girls, aren't they?
Well, they are. Look, we've got magnificent junior numbers, but we just need to see that reflected in the senior competition. I think a lot of clubs have got really good junior numbers. It's just progressing them through to the seniors that we need to take some work on.
Of course, you can follow the Bulls online at moreerugby.com.au, but the club doesn't run on air, so tell us of some of your sponsors. Kenway Clark are back, McGregor Goulet, of course, Batouche Transport, but it's also a community thing where people are jumping on board and hopefully becoming members of the club as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We've picked up some good new sponsors this year, guys like Mobas Batteries. We've got WJ Matthews on board, and they've been there for quite some time, so it's good to keep those sponsors rolling. As far as competition goes, we need to have more games so that we can get more promotion for our sponsors and get more exposure for them. And they're a vital part to our survival as a club and every other club in the zone, so we need to have more exposure for those guys to continue helping us all out and keeping us on the field.
Also, of course, finally, it's great to see that Ashley Walker's moved through and played for New South Wales Country Corellas in women's rugby. It's a great challenge for the club and the zone to get women engaged, because there's no lack of women wanting to play, and we're just going to have to cop it sweat when the Olympics is on. Everybody's going to watch those women's play sevens, and they'll want a piece of the game. And, of course, now you've got the Wallaroos, got a two-test series at the end of the year. So, you know, Ash is going to be in the fullness of time, most probably a Wallaroo in the next 3 or 4 years. And Dale's done a great job out there at Warriota. It'll be a fight between you and Inverell to get those girls. But women's rugby is now a big part of the fabric of rugby like it's always been. And it's just everybody now has to sort of ship up and get into it.
Oh, absolutely, and I think as far as Warriola goes, like, they've done some magnificent work there in promoting the women's side of the game, something we probably haven't touched on too much as a club at Moree. We just haven't sort of got to that point yet, but I think that it's definitely in the future, and I think we need to involve the juniors in the senior zone as much as possible. I mean, at Moree as a club, we're trying to involve our juniors as much as possible on game days. It's worked really well for us, so we want to keep that sort of tradition going in the next couple of years going forward. I think if we can get those kids involved with the culture early, we're going to keep them in the game, and that's what we need to do.
Yeah, well, Paul, wish you all the best as the McGregor Goulet Moree Weebola Bulls look to get stuck into winning the premiership that just alerted them home last year. And, of course, if you want to follow the Bulls online, just head to moreerugby.com.au.